The Ramah says in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, V'omdin Ba'ashmores, we get up early in the morning, ideally before Alos HaShachar. The first night we're standing here, and at Chatzos will be starting. Lomar Slichos, B'yom Rishon Shalufnei Rosh Hashanah. The Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. V'imchol Rosh Hashanah Sheni Oshlishi, if it's Monday or Tuesday, as it is this year on Monday. Maschilin Miyom Rishon B'Shavua Shalufonov. We start the Sunday before, the week before. So we want to start on a Sunday, and we want to start the week before if Rosh Hashanah is Monday or Tuesday. Rosh Hashanah cannot come out on Sunday or Wednesday. So the Mishnah Berurah gives two reasons why we start on a Sunday and why the week before. His first reason is, of course, Minhag to fast 10 days with Yom Kippur, and people used to have that Minhag. And they can't fast on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, they can't fast on Shabbat Shuvah, they can't fast on Erev Yom Kippur. That's 4 days in which they can't fast from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. So they make up those 4 days of fasting, doing Shuvah, before Rosh Hashanah. So you want to have a minimum of 4 days, and they wanted to make a Yom Kavua, a set time, so they made it always on a Sunday. Because that'll be particularly Yom Rishon B'chol Pam. That's one reason. Because you want to have 4 days to fill up the gap of the fasting, and they were Misakin, just to have a set thing, they were Misakin on a Sunday. Otam, another reason that you want to have a minimum of 4 days of Slichas before Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, because Karbonos need Bikur Mimum for 4 days, you have to check them out for flaws before they're brought as a Karbon Hashem for 4 days. And all the Karbonos in Parshas Pinchas say the word V'hikravtem Ola. On Rosh Hashanah, there's a change. It says V'asisem Ola, not V'hikravtem. This is Chazal and Medrash. So you are the Ola on Rosh Hashanah. You are Makriv yourself, so to speak, to Hashem. So you want to have those 4 days of Bikur Mimum. So there's 4 days of more. Really, we should be preparing all of Elul, but you have the more intense preparation the 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Again, a minimum of 4 days. Like a carbon has a Bikur Mimum for 4 days. And again, they picked Sunday because then you'll always have the 4 days, and Rosh Hashanah could be Thursday, and then it's only 4 days, and if it's more, so it's more. Those are the two reasons in the Mishnah Berurah. The Rosh Hashulchan says we want to always start on a Sunday because it's the first day of Maaseh Bereishis, and the purpose and the tachlis of the Bria is man. So it's like we're starting the Bria now, so we want to start on a Sunday. There's a Sefer Leket Yosher by a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen who gives a very interesting reason for starting on Sunday. He says you want to come off of Shabbos to start Slichas, because Shabbos you're coming, you'll be Besimcha. That's what the Leket Yosher says. You'll be Besimcha when you start Slichas. You're coming off of Shabbos. Maybe you spend Shabbos on more spiritual pursuits, which are supposed to make you happy. Certainly the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. So that's what he says. You want to start on a Sunday because of your Besimcha then. You're coming off of Shabbos, you're in a good mood, you're optimistic. And he brings down two Gemara and Psochem, and Brachas. And they're right next to each other. Ein omdim lehispalel lo mitoch atzvos lo mitoch. There's a whole list of things, lo mitoch sicha, lo mitoch daiga, ele mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. When you approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to daven, you should do so from simcha shel mitzvah, and many Rishonim say that's part of Sukkot de Zimra, and being Mishabeach Hashem, so you're coming, you're in a good mood, but not stam a good mood, but a good mood created by a mitzvah, simcha shel mitzvah. So you will only be mispalel mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. And he quotes another Gemara, ein right there, it's the same Gemara, two lines next to that one. Two lines next to the Gemara I just said, ein hashchina shora. You don't have the shchina shora. Lo mitoch atzlus, lo mitoch atzlus, el mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. And that's why the Piyut says we're going to hear tonight b'motzoi menucha kidam nucha tchila dafka b'motzoi Shabbos. We're coming off of day of menucha, and this gives us, puts us in a simcha mode. As far as davening mitoch simcha shel mitzvah, Rabbeinu Yonah says in Brachas that it's a great aid for kavana. When a person is a little depressed and he's in a bad mood, or he's just tight and he's down, it's very hard, it's hard to concentrate on davening. You're embittered, you're angry, you're sad. He says, but if a person is coming off of a simcha shel mitzvah, Ben Yonah actually implies any simcha would be a simcha shel mitzvah if you're doing it for the purpose of approaching davening in the right spirit. So then you'll be able to, you're approaching Hashem, you're asking for mechila. It's a chiddush, but that's what the Eked Yosher is saying. He's saying you'll daven better when you're in a good mood, when you're in an upbeat mood, when you're optimistic, when you're looking forward to things. Then you'll daven with more kavana. I think experience bears this out. Although, the cheshbon of tefillah la'ani kiyadof, when you're embittered and you really, you have no one to pour your heart out but to Hashem, I guess there's that far as well. But the Leket Yosher says, we start slichos in a spirit of simcha. We're coming off of Shabbos, and that's why we start on Sunday. We're in an upbeat mood, we're optimistic. I talked this morning in shul about having bitachon in Hashem, that he's going to help us through this. We have now a period of contemplation and reflection and tshuva and tefillah and slichos from now, basically till Yom Kippur. So you want to do it with that. He says it's easier to have kavana. You'll be able to have kavana when you're approaching it in an upbeat fashion. The other Gemara he brings about Hashra Shechina, it's a little more difficult to understand where is their Hashra Shechina. It's the saying of Slichas. We can understand the Tefillah, but why the Hashra Shechina? So I found a Levush. Levush is a Sefer on Shulchan Aruch. Listen to what he says. He wants to know why you have the slichas in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. Why have the slichas do we say Tiskabel Tzuloson Uvoson Kol Beis Yisrael Kodem Avon Di Rishmaya Vimru Amen. Tzuloson means tefillah, he says. Tzuloson means tefillah, and Ein Omrim Tiskabel Elach HaTzilah Shmona Esrei Shekenu Mashmoh Tzuloson Tzuloson Shepirusho Tefillah. Ustam tefillah is tefillah shmona esrei. So what are you saying? Why are we saying? What right do we have to say to skabel tzloshon after slichas? That's a lashon that's reserved for tefillah for shmona esrei. Says the Levush. Slichas was patterned after shmona esrei. She nitzkenu kulam al seder tefillah shel kol yom. There's a pattern in slichas, and that pattern follows davening. Hapsukim shekodim haslichos and psukim dezimra. The psukim that we say, the many psukim we'll be saying, maybe Ashrei, obviously, and then the other all those psukim that we say in Shemaya Tfilah, Decha Kabosi Yavo, we say psukim between each slicha. Those are psukim dezimra. The slicha itself with the yud gimel midos is the bracha of Shmona Esrei. That's your Shmona Esrei. You're saying the psukim. You're saying the slicha, and you're saying yud gimel midos. And at that moment, you're talking to Hashem. You're invoking midos harachamim. You're saying, hopefully, understand the words, and that's Shmona Esrei. And then you fall tachanun, he says, and then you say tachanun. That's after tefillah. So the pattern of slichus, says the Levush, is davening to Hashem. It's tefillah. And that gives us the right to say, Tiskabel tzvoson v'oson d'chol beis Yisrael, because it's davening. It's davening. It is Shmona Esrei. It's patterned after Shmona Esrei with Pesukim de Zimra and Shmona Esrei and Tachanun. With Tefillah, we certainly have Hashra Shechina, right? With Tefillah, we certainly are Omid Lefnei HaMelech. We have to envision ourselves being Omid Lefnei HaMelech. There are many dinim in Tefillah which are based on the fact that a person is standing in front of the Shechina, talking to the Shechina. It's a chiddush of the Levush. When we're saying Slichas tonight and every day, Slichas is Shmona Esrei. It's a mini Shmona Esrei. That's what the Levush says. And if it's a mini Shmona Esrei, then the Leket Yosher has a right to say that in Omdim Lehispalel and Ein Hashchina Shora, Lo Mitoch Atzlus, Lo Mitoch Atzlus, we're tired, every morning we're tired, tonight we're tired, Lo Mitoch Atzlus, upbeat. Remember what I said this morning. We said to David, Hashem Ori V'Yishi Mimi Yira. We're not afraid. We're approaching Slichos now. Hashra Shechina. We're not going to have it unless we're Besimcha. Rabbi Yona says, you want to have Kavana, you want to make it easier for yourself to have Kavana, you'll be Besimcha. You'll look forward to what we're about to accomplish with our Slichos. We're davening for a new year, a good year, a better year than whatever this past one had. Mechilas Averos, a new start, a fresh start, like Shemitas Ksafim and Yovel. We want a fresh start in the new year. And that's a chiddush. But it's a chiddush that we may be able to use. We should be besimcha and in an upbeat mood, not in a depressed mood, not in a sad mood. And that will enable us to have kavana, and it will allow us to say Tiskabel Tzlos on the Vosel and the Chol Beis Yisrael, because we're davening a mini Shmona Esrei. The Shechina's here. Slichos is Hashras Hashchina, as the Leket Yosha says, and I believe the beer is what the Levush says, that you're Omid Lefnei HaMelech and you're talking to the Shechina, and we're asking that we should all be Zochet to Ksiv Lachsima Tova. Amen.